This is an ABC 10 News update.
Good evening. I'm Kimberly Hunt in the ABC 10 News studio. A Russian superyacht seized by the U.S. arrived in San Diego Monday. It's called the Amadea. It was built in 2017 at about $300 million. A former CIA officer says the owner is a Russian oligarch with connections to the Russian corruption. Alex Finley says she used public tracking apps to follow the Amadea out of the Caribbean, but it was detained in Fiji. U.S. government is now stuck paying millions of dollars to maintain the yacht until they decide what to do with it. Monday is National HIV Testing Day. It's observed to raise awareness about the importance of HIV testing and early diagnosis. And San Ysidro Health marked the day by unveiling its new HIV mobile clinic. Officials say it will expand their HIV testing, provide prevention services, and more. To follow their location, the schedule, and to visit their Instagram page, just go to Pump619. Dozens of people went to say goodbye and thank you to a dog who spent his entire life making other people feel better. The owner of Chopper the biker dog says the 12-year-old terrier has only a few days left after fighting cancer for several years. He posted the news on Twitter. The dog was well known in San Diego for his hospital visits and attending all kinds of city functions. That social media post has been viewed by thousands in just a matter of hours, all sharing condolences and support for Chopper the biker dog. Meteorologist Melissa Maciha is here today, and she's tracking this really hot weather.
Yeah, that's right. We're going to be dealing with the heat for another day here. Looking ahead to tomorrow, we still have that heat advisory in effect until tomorrow night, where we're going to see a lot of 90s inland.